Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio to laugh. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Developing take. Side note, developing take, the Dierks Bentley cover of American Girl on the Tom Petty tribute album is an affront to all of mankind. It is atrocious. And that song in particular, I would argue, is a top 10 all-time rock and roll song and should never be covered unless it is by somebody who's going to do something extraordinary with it. Shime, just so you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I just pulled this song up.
You haven't heard it yet?
I have started. I played 5 seconds of it, and I already don't like it.
Yeah, there's a whole country album coming, which is a Tom Petty tribute album, which I'm fine with. But that Dierks Bentley should be ashamed of himself.
And I like Dierks, so this is tough.
As well. But
better Dirk, Nowitzki, or Bentley?
I'm going to probably go with Nowitzki.
Yeah, I'll go Nowitzki.
Yeah, all day.
This is Dirk, the Steelers fan. Hello, Dirk.
Is that better, Hilldog?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Your phone is better. Good morning.
I didn't know if the Kraft crime family was, sending out their interceptors as they normally would.
I don't think they are. I don't believe they are.
What an all-time low from that guy yesterday. He's an embarrassment. And if you people think that's a falsehood, you're just fanboys or just morons. Not the whole dynasty thing where he's trying to say he didn't know how this thing was going to turn out. Mm-hmm. Put that aside, okay? Everything else he said was a complete debacle as well. Please with this guy. Can he just give the reins to Jonathan already, and let's see where they go, because they're in for a long, long haul down there. He even told you, Hilldog.
Yeah.
They're not going to get free agents to go to a campground on Route 1, okay, with no Tom Brady. It ain't happening.
Well, they're putting $50 million into the weight room, so.
That's what I'm talking about. Here he goes and says, hey, I didn't know how bad it was when they asked him about the survey. This guy thinks all of you are idiots, or you'll just believe anything he says. So he didn't know, Hilldog? He didn't know the survey was bad last year?
Well, he was not involved in anything that was related to football at all. So how would he know? That was on Bill.
He wasn't involved in anything for the last 25 years because he had two of the greatest people in that industry, and he rode their coattails, started to, you know, hang with Meek Mill, and now all of a sudden we're going to roll the red carpet out to the Hall of Fame for this guy? Get out of here. And
Derek,
go make some paper cups.
Derek, do you think that it's going to be that much different, though, if Jonathan takes over?
No, actually, you know what? It's a great point by you. You people are screwed. it's going to be a rough ride. You know?
Well, I mean, it could be worse. Russell Wilson could be our quarterback.
Guy, at least you're trying something and not saying, hey, yeah, we were in on this guy. Every free agent, Fitzy puts out a new meme with them on, you know, with a Patriot uniform on. Enough of you people. You got lucky with Brady, and now you're going to go right back to the 1992 New England Patriots. Nobody cares.
Derek has Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yes, he does.
And I would say this to sort of support Derek there. D-minus last year, not this year, when it came to treatment of families from the same NFLPA poll. C-minus treatment of families and D for the
facilities.
And yeah. So
he should have been aware of it last season is what you're saying.
He was, and he chose not to do anything. This whole, I just found out about it. Here's $50 million. The only reason they invested in the stupid video board was to get soccer games at Gillette Stadium. None of his behavior, none of his actual actions have had anything to do with improving the actual product on the field. I am so sickened by how much time I spent blaming Bill Belichick for something that was clearly over his head.
Preach.
And a guy like Robert Kraft, while incredibly philanthropic, nobody will dispute it, has been getting away with not investing in this team. You will never have another Tom Brady. You will never have another Bill Belichick. And you allowed those two to be together while you were paying the least for the on-field product, doing nothing to maximize the window.
Texter on the Subaru of New England text line moments ago said, I have never been more wrong than I was about blaming everything on Bill Belichick. Mm.
Somebody try to tell you that.
No, Wiggy, I've said it 10 times. You are right.
I think when you look at Robert, I think what Robert needs to do now is go, okay, I understand I try to, you know, Bill and Tom allowed us to not have to spend on players, not have to, you know, go out and get all these high-priced free agents because
not have to overpay guys because they don't want to play in the cold weather,
right?
Whatever,
you know, not have to, you know, overpay Wes Welker just to keep him around.
Yeah,
Bill and Tom allowed him to do that. Now he has to understand you don't have that. So what's happening now is we are listening to every word you say and every action that follows those words. So you have the dynasty, which I know, and I think Courtney brought this point up, and I agree with it 100%, he has to be kicking himself in the ass going, damn, I should have never agreed to do that.
Well, it backfired on him.
Oh, man, what?
But how do you not, if your intent is to take the guy that the fans are well aware, regardless of whether you hated his personality or not, you're well aware that he is considered by most to be the greatest ever coach in the NFL. If your intent is to try to take 10 episodes on Apple and discredit him, make him look like a boob,
right?
Like he ruined everything, how do you not know that the fans are going to see right through it?
Yeah, Robert, what he really should have did, he should have waited a year or two to release it, and then maybe if the Patriots start winning, then maybe that changes their mindset when they see the dynasty 3 years from now. Yeah. Robert was right the whole time.
Did I dream this up in my head, or when the dynasty was announced, and it was right around the Germany game, Robert Kraft was out talking about how excited fans should be about this dynasty coming out. Going back to Curtis's lead this morning, to believe him that he watched it in real time with the rest of the fans and is upset about how everything was portrayed and how players gave 6+ hours and only, you know, the negative was shown is laughable. Like, this guy, we all saw a cut early. To think that Robert Kraft didn't see this in the editing booth is laughable.
Well, yeah, you would think that, like,
100%.
You would think, like, you're the owner of the team. That even if, you know, and I'm making air quotes, even if you had nothing to do with what was in it or what was out on it, you would think you would at least say, okay, when you're finished with it, let me see it before you run it. Mm. Like, the fact that he's like, oh, as a fan, I'm disappointed that they didn't do more positive stuff on it, but it's about your team. Like, that does those two, that math ain't mathing. Like, how are you the owner of the team, but you're like, all right, you could do this.
He's in it saying the negative stuff about Bill.
I listen.
Every chance he gets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not only the negative stuff about Bill, but quoting off the record the ex-wife of the quarterback.
Right.
And blaming her. Like, the funniest thing, and this is why hubris and this things like what have just happened to Robert Kraft are so great, because no matter how rich you are, you never think you get enough credit. And this was a vanity play, and the reason he sped it up, Courtney, Greg, Wiggy, everybody, is because he needs to get to Canton before he's no longer here. And he thought this would be an avenue by which to expedite that process. And in trying to make himself look good, he has alienated the very people that loved him before it even came out.
Yeah.
Well, Hamacek said that it's laughable that people think that Robert Kraft is using this to get him into the Hall of Fame.
Well, he said a lot of things on this show.
We were in our bubble, Courtney.
You know how we always, bubble, yeah. You know how we always rank like the best owners in Boston? After the dynasty and what this has done, this is clearly put, and I'm just talking about their perception of how people view the owner, right?
You have him last.
This clearly puts the perception of how people view him last.
What a fall from grace.
Right. Right. You know, where you would think like, and I'm not talking about spending. I'm not talking about the team.
You have Wick first.
I'm just talking about the perception of how fans look at the owner. I would say Wick would be first.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jacob second?
I,
which is amazing to say.
I would only say that because we never see them and we never hear from them.
Yeah.
So
I have Ken third.
You know, you're almost like, well, you don't see from them, you don't hear from them. So the perception isn't that bad on them.
Yeah.
John Henry, I would say third. Even though people don't like him, they go, okay, he spends.
But just one thing on Henry, Wiggy. When he had Manny, when he had Ortiz, when he had Mookie Betts, they spent like crazy to maximize those rosters.
No, I know that. I'm just talking about like how people, because people loved Kraft. They loved him, but now they view him as a villain on his treatment towards Belichick and towards the players who put 5-6 hours in the interview room.
Yeah. Well, speaking of John Henry, Red Sox open the season tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And we will talk tomorrow with Lou Maloney and with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox. First front office report of the season tomorrow morning on this show at 9.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.